Hey. Bruski has walked in the door. Hey, how are you?
All right. All right. Been better, but I'm all right.
You know, we were saying earlier off the air, we were because Richard and Vince were in here, and I said, how many games do you think Vince has lost in his Patriots career? And we started adding them up, but it's not very many when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's been a while since.
Especially like that also. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it's been a while since you played in one that felt like that, hasn't it?
It has. It has. I can't recall when it was. We've had them, but I want to say maybe San Diego 05,
41-17,
yeah,
San Diego,
like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. The Pittsburgh, the Halloween in Pittsburgh that one time.
31-0 Buffalo game.
Indianapolis Monday night.
Yeah,
that Monday night game.
Yeah. So
Was that your second or third game back?
Yeah. Yeah. So we can recall them, but there haven't been many, and you know that's a good thing. But when they happen, what do you do? You have questions, you want answers, and that's what we're going to go over today when we have meetings at 12:30, and you just have to go back to the drawing board, and what we say all the time is just get better. I mean, I think. The history we've always shown that we come back strong because of the leadership of this team, and we just want to come back strong and get better this bye week, and then come out and put a good performance out there versus the Niners. I think who's next?
Why were they able to do the same thing against you guys over and over without any resistance? I mean, the first time they do the SEC Ronnie Brown play, you say okay, that was a little different, but they seem to use that formation consistently yesterday. Why?
I think their offensive staff just had a great plan. They had a great plan where they'd give us one formation and they'd have one motion with one play. They had another motion off the other play, and they showed us a couple plays. And we say, when you think you got it figured out, and all of a sudden there's a fake handoff and Ronnie Brown is booting out to our right, his left, and throws it left-handed because he is left-handed for a touchdown strike. So I think they did a great job of timing those formations in at the right time and then mixing up with a certain amount of plays that obviously we were out there on our toes a little bit. And all I want to do is just give them credit. They played well. They came in with a good plan. Ronnie Brown's a spectacular player. Ronnie Brown is a spectacular player. Chad Pennington's an accurate quarterback. He got the ball to his receivers when he had to. And, I think their offensive line is also much improved.
If there's been a weakness for your defense here the last little bit, it seems to be tight ends receiving the football, and we saw it again yesterday. What causes that? What's the matchup that's giving you guys a difficult?
Yeah, I think one play was a fake tear screen where the receiver sort of backs up, waves his hand, you think he's getting the ball, and then the tight end goes out and tries to block our cornerback, and he sort of just bows back into the middle of the field. That was one play, I think, to Fasano that he had. That was a big play for them. Also, the bootleg that Ronnie Brown threw a touchdown to Fasano also. But I think those are the guys that are just ended up open right now, and whether it's to the outside of the field or the middle of the field, I think we as linebackers have to focus on how we can alter maybe the way we're playing tight ends, alter our techniques a little bit. But yesterday, Fasano did have a big game, and I'm sure that's something we'll adjust to.
You know, Teddy, we were saying before you came on, neither of us saw this coming. Most people in New England didn't see it coming. They thought it was only a matter of accounting with the Dolphins. How many are the Patriots going to beat them by? But in your study, did you see anything that gave you an alert that maybe the Dolphins, despite the 0-2 record, were a little more formidable than they were given credit for?
Well, I think they were 0-2, but we looked at them individually as players, and we knew probably their two best players were Ricky Williams and Ronnie Brown, so we try to focus on them, and also trying to figure out maybe what they may throw at us, because the last time we played against this offensive coordinator was Carolina in 05, and he had some schemes that had some success against us, so it was a matter of what they were going to come out and do to us and really focus on their best players. Going into the game, you never have that mentality as a player about, I mean, this is just one of those games and you just roll it out there and expect it to happen, because still it's an interdivisional game versus the Dolphins, and the players are familiar with themselves. So, we figured it was going to be a hard-fought game, but like a loss like that is something we did not expect either.
I went back and looked. You've occasionally, not often, because you don't lose many games around here, you've occasionally lost the game going into the bye week. Does it make it that much worse when you got to sit and stew on it? Would you rather be able to go right back out and play next weekend?
Uh, I would. Yeah, I would actually. I'd rather go out there and play right away and get to practice in. I mean, I'm looking forward. Well, I'm not really looking forward to meetings today, but maybe getting out later in the week and you know, getting on those, having those days where we can focus on ourselves and get better and get better as a team. You know, I want to get back out there and do it right now. So the bye week now, we're going to stew a little bit. I think I'm going to stew a little bit, but you know, maybe that's good because I think after all those victories that all those losses where we lost like this, I think we've always come back strong, and I think we're going to do that.
Most people say when they see plays like this in the NFL, the things that the Dolphins did, most people say this can't work in pro football. You might be able to do it for a half or a game, but you can't do it consistently. Do you agree that this is something the Dolphins, if they wanted to do this for the rest of the season, could they be successful doing it?
I don't know because, I mean, if you're asking me as a player today on a Monday after the game, could it be successful? I'd have to say yes, because it was successful versus us. I think it was well put together the way they sprinkled it in. I mean, I think they scored a touchdown almost every time they were in that formation. So it's a formation that obviously had success. It's going to be a formation that defensive coordinators that they go up against week in and week out from here on out have to be ready for. I think it showed the ingenuity of that offensive staff, where they can put together something like that and sprinkle it in certain spots in the right plays at the right time. I mean, I just have to give them credit for what they did.
You're a captain. You're a leader on this team. Was effort a concern of yours yesterday?
No. I didn't think effort was a concern. I mean, Ronnie Brown's breaking out for a 62-yard run. Mike Vrabel's still busting his butt to try and get out there and tackle him. I mean, we're still chasing the ball and everything. But you know, I think we were just a step behind yesterday. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, in terms of effort, I mean, you can always have effort, but if the play is something that's giving you problems and it's successful, I mean, that's just the way it is.
When I read Randy Moss's comments about, you know, they wanted it more than we did, I'm not used to hearing a Patriots guy ever say that.
Well, you look at the score. You look at the score, and I think that's just Randy saying that we got beat. We got beat that badly, and when you get beat that badly, I think you can say anything you want about it. I mean, you get your butts kicked. They wanted it more. I mean, they played harder. I mean, whatever you want to say, you can say it because of the way we got beat, and that's Randy, the way he expresses it, and you know, the way I express it is that we just got outplayed.
Teddy, what's the process for you now going forward? You said you got to get better. You got to improve. What does that mean for you Monday until the next time you return to your hometown, San Francisco?
Well, we get in there in about an hour, and we'll get the schedule for the week in terms of how Coach Belichick and the coaching staff want to play it out. And, you know, today everybody's in here getting our workouts in, and then we'll watch the film, obviously, and go out on the field and go over corrections, maybe whatever Coach Belichick wants to do. And then I think we possibly have tomorrow off, and then at starting Wednesday, we'll get back to work and work through the bye week and make sure that we're ready for whatever San Francisco has to bring to us.
Michael made the point earlier, and I kind of agreed with him. If you're a Patriots fan, it was almost as frustrating to see Joey Porter act like he was right all week long. You know, it was almost more frustrating to watch him than it was to watch the loss.
Yeah, well, he's been wrong plenty of times too.
Yeah,
you know,
we can just hold that to our hearts.
Yeah, it's just I think every time you expect something coming from Joey. So you know, sometimes he's right like he was yesterday, and other times he's glaringly wrong. You know, when we've had victories against teams like that, and so it's just the way the game goes. We don't really pay attention to the comments or anything like that. But the day after the results, and then it's like, okay, what did he say? And then it was like, oh, was he right? Was he wrong? It's just one of those things. But we don't pay attention to it really.
And you told me before he's been glaringly wrong in a game. Remember that game you told me about? What was that, 2004, when he said, "You will never be on our level."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true. So, I mean, things like that.
I told you that the other day. That was in 2004, so there had already been two Super Bowls.
and Pittsburgh hadn't won theirs yet, but,
right.
You know.
He said, you will never be on our level, and you had two Super Bowl titles.
And you're out there, and you sort of shake your head like, what are you talking about? But, you know, that's just Joey.
Well, I know it isn't much fun around here this week, but I do feel pretty confident that you've got the leadership group and the coaching group to kind of take this bull by the horns and turn this thing around here this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, even even though we were on that whatever regular season winning streak, did we act like we or we didn't feel like we were? Because, I mean, I think we do. I say it over and over again that I think we do just a good job of suppressing success as we do failures. So, you know, you remember the wins, but you put them behind you. And we've had a lot of wins that we've had to put behind us, a lot of big wins. And we've had some losses that we've had to put behind us. So we'll just do the same with this one. But after we put our work in today and look at the film and make the corrections that need to be made.
As Richard said, watch the film and then put it where the dolphins swim.
Yeah.
Take it out on a boat somewhere and drop it.
I mentioned San Francisco earlier. Is there any type of emotion, anything special about playing a football game in San Francisco?
Yeah, I was born and raised in San Francisco, right in the heart of the city, on Golden Gate and Golf Street. So I got a lot of family, a lot of friends that'll be there, and I always look forward to going back to the West Coast. I mean, I haven't been back there in so long. You know, my family sort of migrated from there to other areas, and you know, we're settled here now. But you know, there's always a special place in your heart for places that you've been and that you feel fondly about.
And you used to play. What was that park you used to play in? In San Francisco?
Hayward.
Yeah, Hayward Park.
Hayward Park. We had a circle of grass outside of Freedom West where I grew up, and that's where the busted sprinkler heads, and we played tackle football, and I had buddies busting their knees on the sprinkler heads and everything like that, and it was a lot of fun. That's where my football roots are from.
Sounds dangerous. And yesterday, we didn't ask you this, you went down yesterday. What was that? Because it looked pretty serious for a while.
Yeah, I think Ginn caught a look pass, and I was hustling over to the play, and so was my buddy Rodney Harrison. And
uh-oh.
You know, you know, actually last during the Kansas City game, I actually hit Rodney in the back, so it felt good to do that, actually, because he's usually the one hitting me, and Rodney sort of dove over the pile, which is what you have to expect when you're around piles, and he sort of just got me in the leg a little bit, got twisted up a little, but I'm okay.
Well, enjoy the bye week as best you can.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll talk
guys.
To you soon.
All right.
Teddy Bruschi joining us, Sports Radio WEEI.